So the pasuk says, "Vayakel Moshe es kol hadas bnei Yisrael vayomer aleihem eila hadvarim." So the Eibush Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together Klal Yisrael, and he said, "Eila hadvarim ashatziva Hashem lases oisam." So the shaila is, why is there such an emphasis on the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered Klal Yisrael together? What was the point in the fact that he gathered Klal Yisrael together? There are many mitzvahs in the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael. It doesn't say Vayakel Moshe. And this week's parasha is actually called Vayakel. I'll shame the first word in the parasha, Vayakel Moshe. What's the significance that Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together Klal Yisrael? What was he trying to teach Klal Yisrael? So there's a Moyerdik and Moyerdik Kalimud. Really, it's based on last week's parasha. We spoke this out yesterday by the B'tochen Vav, but we didn't record it. So whoever wants to hear it over, we'll say it again now. The pasuk says, by the Egel, the pasuk says, Vayar ha'om kivosh ha'shmosh ha'leredes minahar vayikohel ha'om al Aaron. Everyone gathered together on Aaron, and they said, Kum aseilonu alehim, come create for us an avodah zarah, someone that will lead us in the midbar. So Mechavus Yehuda Dek said, Amar Yedikahara, he wanted to know, how did Klal Yisrael fall into such a terrible chet? How's it shayach? 40 days of Adar was the Yetzaharas, these are all gevaldik asfaras. Ablamaisa, if we would be sitting on Mount Tyre, would we fall into such a terrible chet of the eagle? How did such a thing happen? The Tarot says, the Pasuk answers the question. Vayikohel ha'om al Aaron. There was a group. What happened? One person decided, Moshe Rabbeinu is not here. What are we going to do? We have to do something. So then one person followed him, and six people followed him, and 100 people followed him, and all of a sudden, you had the whole Klal Yisrael walking. Why? Because there was one Meshugana that started it, and everyone follows. Monkey see, monkey do. So that's why you coil on. That's what happened and the same thing happened by this Kayach. What happened by Kayach? How did one fall into Kayach? It says again, Vayakel Kayach. Kayach gathered everybody together, and everyone followed Kayach. Rabbi said, we have a Kayach of a Kehila. Kehilas Yaakov, Zokta Torah in this week's parasha. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered together Klal Yisrael and he said, the Baisai, we are going to come to a takana on the ego. We're not just going to follow what everybody else does. Every person, Baruch Hashem, is an intelligent individual. And you have a Rav, you have a Manig, you have someone that can tell you what to do. Don't just do because everybody else is doing. The secret, the reason why this Egel Azov, say, I was standing in Gourmet Glot last night. Everybody's running. Where's everyone running to? No one knows. The guy before me bought water, so I have to buy water. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know. The manager even asked me, why is someone buying water? I don't know, because the guy before him bought water, so it's the guy after him. So you have 1,000 people, so everyone's doing a mishig. Why? Everyone lost their marbles. Why? Because Vayakel. And one person does it, everybody follows. Rabbi said, we are intelligent people, and we have to remember, someone called me last night and said, we have to be mechazik. We have to do shmira, we have to wash our hands. And the answer is we do. But we have to remember, washing your hands is not going to change if a person, Rachmanis, is not going to catch it. Don't ever forget that. It's all hishtadlus. A person can wash his hands, it's not going to change it at all. It's all an action that we have to do. And if it's a chiddush to you, that you have to sign up for the B'tachan Shirim, that person has to realize that no matter what we're going to do, no matter what the Gedalim, and the Rabbanim and the doctors, Lahavdil Al-Falfavdalis, are going to tell us what to do, we have to remember that nothing is going to change. It's just a Chiyuv Hishtadlus. And there's no reason to get a craze and get Meshuga and get nervous. Nothing is changing. No matter what you're going to do, a guy can quarantine himself for 10 years. If he's supposed to, Rachmanis Litzlan, get it, he will get it. And if he's not supposed to get it, he can hang around people that have the virus for 10 years and do everything with them. He will not catch it. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one that decides he's going to catch it. And let's not lose our marbles. Let's remember, just because one Meshugana doesn't have B'tachan, doesn't mean we all have to follow him. And that's the Yisoid. Not that we shouldn't do Hishtadlus. We should do Hishtadlus. But we have to remember it's only Hishtadlus and nothing is going to change. The Rebbeinu Shalom decides, and we remember that, and we make of a Yaakov Moshe, we come together for good to Zachin, following our leaders, the Mishu will protect us, and we'll be able to constantly keep the Kehilas Yaakov, and constantly have a Shmira from the Rebbeinu Shalom, Lanu, Chal Yisrael, Amen.